Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Answers from the Lab, where we share Mayo Clinic knowledge and advancements on the state of testing and science from laboratory leaders and the people who are making it happen behind the scenes. I'm Dr. Bobby Pritt, Chair of the Division of Clinical Microbiology at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. With us today is Dr. Robin Battelle, the Director of the Infectious Diseases Research Laboratory and Co-Director of the Bacteriology Laboratory at Mayo Clinic. Dr. Battelle has been a guest on our podcast before and is joining us here today to discuss the antimicrobial resistance pandemic. Dr. Battelle, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Pritt.
So let's talk about antimicrobial resistance and the pandemic we are currently in. And let's start with a basic question. What is antimicrobial resistance and why is it a major global health threat?
Well, thanks again for having me back, Dr. Pritt. I'm really glad you're asking about this topic of antimicrobial resistance, since we're experiencing a crisis in antimicrobial resistance, and some people don't know much about it. Antimicrobial agents, including antibacterial and antifungal agents, are medicines that are used to treat infections in humans, animals, and plants. Antimicrobial resistance occurs when bacteria or fungi no longer respond to antimicrobial agents that historically have been active against them. As a result, some of our existing medicines become ineffective and infections become difficult and sometimes even impossible to treat, increasing the risk of severe illness, disability, and death, and also spread of these resistant microbes. Antimicrobial resistance is a natural process that happens through genetic changes in microorganisms when they're exposed to antimicrobial agents.
Well, thank you for that great explanation. And I think we've all learned about some important antimicrobial agents such as penicillin and the sulfa drugs, and we've been hearing about how some of them may no longer be useful against some common microorganisms. So maybe let's delve into that a little bit further. What is the present situation and how did we get here?
Yeah, a study in The Lancet looked at the year 2019 and estimated that there were 5 million deaths globally associated with bacterial antimicrobial resistance in that year. But this is really changing over time, and projections that go out to 2050 tell us that globally, 10 million people will die every year due to antimicrobial resistance, unless we do something differently than we're doing today. Although, as I mentioned, antimicrobial resistance is a natural process, its emergence and spread has been accelerated by human activity, mainly the use of antimicrobial agents in humans, animals, and plants. And the emergence and spread of antimicrobial resistant pathogens is now threatening our ability to treat common infections and to perform life-saving procedures such as cancer treatment, knee replacement surgery, and organ transplantation, just to name a few. In addition, antimicrobial resistant infections impact the health of animals and plants, and that reduces productivity in farms and threatens food security. Antimicrobial resistance has significant costs for both health systems and national economies. As an example, it creates a need for more expensive patient care, affects productivity of patients or their caregivers as a result of unnecessarily prolonged hospital stays, and harms agricultural productivity.
Well, that really is quite worrisome, Dr. Battelle. Can you tell us what is being done to address this problem?
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm going to engage you, Dr. Pritt, really all of us. We all need to recognize this problem. Activities such as the one that you're doing today are important in that regard, because this is something we, and by we, I mean everyone living on Earth, really need to get involved with. There are several solutions that are needed, and not one person can execute all of those solutions. We need new antimicrobial agents, obviously, to treat drug-resistant infections. You know, when you run out of options, that's your only solution. But we also need to try to mitigate the selection of more resistance. We need to recognize that the use of antimicrobial agents does select for more resistance, but these are important drugs, so we need to use them when we need to use them. but we need to restrict their use to situations where they're needed. Diagnostics and antimicrobial and diagnostic stewardship can be helpful in this regard. And finally, we need data to track what's happening with antimicrobial resistance.
Well, that is really helpful. Now, you were recently appointed to serve on the Presidential Advisory Council on Combating Antibiotic-Resistant Bacteria. Can you tell us about some of your work on the council?
Absolutely. The Presidential Advisory Council on Combating Antibiotic-Resistant Bacteria, or PACCARB, provides advice, information, and recommendations to the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services. The Council supports and evaluates United States government activities focused on fighting antimicrobial resistance in humans, animals, and the environment. PACCARB uses what's called a One Health approach. Its members have expertise from a range of backgrounds, including academia, industry, public health, advocacy, veterinary medicine, and agricultural production. PACCARB was established a decade ago under an executive order and included in the Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness and Advancing Innovation Act of 2019. Since 2019, the president has designated the Secretary of Health and Human Services as the primary recipient of PACCARB recommendations. As a federal advisory committee, PACCARB seeks to engage with the public and all antimicrobial resistance stakeholders. We hold several public meetings every year, both in person and live streamed. Our meetings are open to anyone with an interest in combating antimicrobial resistance.
Well, thank you for serving on this important council. You had mentioned that you're going to call on me and our listeners to help in this important situation. So what can laboratorians and pathologists do to advocate for continued action on this issue?
Laboratorians and pathologists should really begin by understanding what antimicrobial resistance is, and then I think strive to develop and deploy rapid diagnostics for infections that are associated with antimicrobial resistant and antimicrobial susceptible microbes, as well as those for disease processes that do not need treatment with antimicrobial agents. These diagnostics will enable the use of the right antibiotics for the right patients at the right time.
Thank you, Dr. Patel. That was very helpful. Thank you again for joining us. I'm sure that we will be asking you back at some point to talk about other important topics.
Thanks, Dr. Pritt.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Answers from the Lab. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and don't forget to tune in every Thursday and every other Tuesday.